We have a couple that's never been here with us before. I'm looking forward to listening to them. They'll begin playing in just a moment, and I hope you'll enjoy getting a chance. Please join me as we welcome Scott and Rosanna.
Woke up at 7, could have slept until noon. I baked some bread and had time to lick the spoon. Isn't it wonderful when you've got nothing to do? Taking my time, don't gotta be on the run. No, don't have much money, I just do it for fun. Oh, it doesn't matter when you've got nothing to do. Ooh, well, sure I'll go back there and work 9 to 5, but don't know if I'll ever be satisfied. But I just love that for this moment in time, I've got nothing on my mind. Whoa, 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 I wonder aimlessly to see what I'll find. Might end up losing my way, but I don't mind. No, it doesn't matter when you've got nothing to do. Well, yeah, sure I'll go back there and clock in my same old 9 to 5. But I don't really know if I will ever be satisfied. But I just love that for this moment in time, I've got nothing on my mind. So whenever you feel like you're too tightly wound, please just remember it's okay to slow down and cherish those moments when you've got nothing, nothing to do.
Real easy to pick out who's Rosanna and who's Scott. It's
indeed.
I'll let Rosanna catch her breath, and Scott, tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure. We recently got married in May.
Congratulations.
So we've been playing music together for
about five years
now. Yeah. And it's just been wonderful.
It's great. How did the two of you meet?
We met in our college jazz band, actually.
So. At Cal U.
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. So
yeah.
So that song was a little jazzier, kind of played to that.
So that's pretty cool. So Scott, where were you raised? Where did you?
I grew up in Monongahela. In the valley, about an hour south of the city here.
I was just talking to somebody from Monongahela yesterday, and he insisted that I wouldn't know where Monongahela was, and I said, I know where Monongahela is. I've been there a few times. And how about you?
I grew up in the South Hills, Upper St. Clair area, yeah. So yeah.
Excellent. And yeah. It's great that you're making music together, too. So did you study music? You mentioned you were in the jazz band.
Yeah, I went to Cal for the tech degree, commercial music technology it was called. But now I'm really just teaching and we're doing music pretty much full time.
That's great. They have a really good program.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Music
yeah.
technology. There.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about you, Rosanna?
Yeah, I went to school for art education, actually. But now Scott and I, we both teach privately. And yeah, we play shows and we love it. So
Well, that's great. Tell me about the song you opened with.
It's called Nothing to Do. So a couple years ago, I had vocal cord surgery and I couldn't talk at all. So I didn't have a job and I had nothing to do. So I wrote that song. And actually, that song is on our new EP that we just released, which is called Step In. And we just released it a couple weeks ago. So we're really excited about that.
That's a great song. And I'm glad to hear that you wrote it. That's really a fun song. Scott and Rosanna are here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about where people can get your EP and also where people can hear you play, other than on the radio. But why don't we have you do another song?
And, sure.
It looks like Rosanna is about to don a uke.
I am donning a uke.
She's donning a uke.
For this one.
Never heard that expression. That's pretty good.
That's what you do. And then you doff it when you're done. You don don
Wow. I'm going to have to use that more often now.
That's a classier way to then just play the uke.
Right. Yes. I will don it.
What's this song called?
This song is called Another Turnabout.
And is it another original?
It is another original, yeah.
Well, that's true.
We wrote this... kind of towards Halloween, and it kind of, we call it like our Halloween song.
Yes, it's very creepy sounding.
Even though it's over, we'll play it.
So it's that recent.
This is a new one. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it, and I'm going to try to not be scared.
Okay, try not to shake too much. Sided, divided, and down the borderline. Keep hiding, denying an altered state of mind. But I will never put myself through this again. It's more than on the ground, mind racing, feet pacing, but I can't make a sound. Frozen, still searching, how I begin to tell. In your eyes, a serpent is to your lies. The smell of fear slips through the disguise. And now, another turnabout, another ring around the story to compound. When you're afraid, threatened by any change, another
Scott and Rosanna at the Saturday Live Brigade. That's a great song. I was looking at your website and Facebook page as you were playing, and you've got a show tonight at the Edgewood Winery in Spring Church, Pennsylvania. It looks like, is that out in Westmoreland County?
Close to it, yeah.
Yeah, where, do you know where it's located?
You know, it's the first time.
It's going to be our first time playing there.
Google Maps will lead us.
Yeah,
Google Maps will lead us there.
that's a new place to me, too. But it looks Spring Church Gosh, I know most of my Pittsburgh areas, and that's not one familiar.
We're still kind of branching out ourselves into new places.
And then so. It looks like you'll be out in Fox Chapel coming up at Donato's restaurant on November 24th.
We play there once a month.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Do a lot of Paul Simon covers.
Yeah, for sure.
You'd probably be good at doing those.
We enjoy it. But
you're good at playing, you know, original music too. Have you been playing out with your own stuff a lot?
Yeah. We moved back from, we were living in New York for a couple years, and we moved back about 2 years ago. And since we've been back, we've been really kind of trying to do as much as we can.
Well, that's great. Did you head out there after graduating?
Yeah, just shortly after graduating, yeah.
Okay, how was it? So you've gone from the thriving community of California, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I'm assuming you meant New York City. Mm-hmm. Where did you live when you were there?
We lived in Brooklyn.
Okay, so you tried that.
Right.
And you did more than try it. You were there for how many years?
About 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, a little less than 2 years.
How'd it go?
It was fun. It was fun.
It was a good experience, but I certainly miss Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
I needed to come home.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people that have done that. And some have found it to be an environment in which they could thrive, mm-hmm. enough so sometimes even permanently, where they'll stay there. Some, after about 6 months, say, well, I tried. Yeah, I'm gone.
Getting out of here. Yeah, that was kind of what was happening towards the end. We were like, you know what? This isn't. We wanted to be home. We wanted to have space. We wanted to be by our families. So,
well, it's the time of life to do it,
yeah.
too. Towards the beginning of your life. You can do it any time,
yeah.
but it's a good time to do it. Did you play much when you were there?
We did.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
played a couple of pretty cool shows, and we mostly were like building up our teaching, and we got a lot of experience just working with kids and doing that kind of thing. So it was fun.
Yeah, you have to work a lot.
You have to work
pay
a
the
lot.
Rent.
Yeah.
To pay the rent.
Well, it's. I don't know if people know how hard musicians work. I hope they do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not only the intensity of practice and maintaining all of your skills and innovating and learning constantly. But it's also actually the amount of work you might have to do in order to be able to pay the bills. Not just shows, but teaching and all of the things kind of as you peel the layers away that you end up doing. It's
sure.
Yeah.
And it's a lifestyle, right?
Yeah, for sure. We're lucky, though, in the fact that we both teach and I mean, everything that we do, whether it's involving our income or not, is around music. So it's nice because all of our skills, we can share them with our students and we can share them, you know, at our shows and things like that. So
it sounds like you both really have a passion for teaching. Scott, are you doing guitar lessons?
Yeah, I teach guitar, piano, banjo, ukulele.
Everything.
Bass. I teach many instruments. And I have about 35 students I teach a week now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you doing it out of a school or your home?
A few
or?
Different studios and also our home.
That's a lot because the lesson is typically, what, 45 minutes, an hour?
A half hour to an hour, typically,
that
yeah.
Depends, yeah.
That's a lot. Kids or adults?
All ages. I have a few. I have a adult student. He's in his 70s, and I teach kids starting out with 4 and 5 years old at the piano.
You must be pretty good because that's a lot. That's seriously, that's a lot of clients to have that
them.
You're teaching in a pretty broad range. You must also have a lot of patience because I think teaching a musical instrument would be pretty hard.
It can be challenging, but it's very rewarding, and I really love it. So it's never, I know this sounds cliche, but it's not really work. It really isn't. I enjoy teaching so much. I never am thinking, oh, I have to go in and teach. I mean,
I know,
I'm always looking forward to it.
It's so much fun. And we're getting ready for Christmas recitals now, which is like super fun, getting all the songs ready with the kids. So.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, people are teaching by Skype now occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I have you tried that?
I had one Skype lesson once, and it didn't work out. my student, he was eating an apple. I was like, buddy, you can't do that. I mean,
we get you at your, you
I
know,
mean,
you're
I
at your
this
house.
Crunch but... in my headphones here.
That's funny. I mean, it's his time to learn, and he's gonna have lunch while you're teaching him. Now you're teaching art. I'm guessing.
I'm teaching private voice and ukulele.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. So we both just teach private lessons at the same places too. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
You guys are really joined at the hip. That's that's fantastic.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
I assumed art because you mentioned art education mm-hmm. Before. Art? Do you are you involved in visual arts at all?
I was. I was teaching at Elizabeth Forward for a little while as a substitute, but my private students started picking up for voice, and so I just kind of chose to go in that direction.
Well, that's great. Yeah. It's a wonderful school district. They have so many resources out there.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. You're able to kind of fulfill your own dreams and do what you want here in this area.
We hustle.
Yeah. Hustling's a good thing.
We hustle.
Now, your EP, the website is scottandrosannaband.com.
Yes.
Easy to get to.
Yes.
We've linked to their website and Facebook page from slbradio.org, too. Is the EP available there? Is that the easiest place? It looked like it's on Bandcamp
yeah,
as well.
The yeah, the easiest place to get it is on Bandcamp. We'll be putting it on Spotify and those different places too, but right now it's on Bandcamp.
Excellent. So yeah. Look for that, Scott and Rosanna. How about we have you do another tune?
Okay, sure. Cool. We're gonna use the loop for this one.
The loop
is some technology.
A lot of
here.
Machinery.
Okay,
around
we're gonna,
us
we're
right
gonna
now.
Put Scott's degree to use.
Yes.
With technical music and stuff. And is this an original as well?
This is an original. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Through my head, rehearsing lines that I should have said. I leave regrets for when I'm dead.
Now I'm just here singing
and laughing. Ha 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 ho! I'm doing my thing. Hey ha 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 ho ho! Do your own thing. Hey ha 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 ho! Yeah ha 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 ho ho!
I must confess. I get stressed, I get heart palpitations.
It's a mess, and quite a test to meet financial obligations. But things will work out, hopefully, yes it seems. And maybe my dreams will catch up to reality. But even if they don't, that's okay. Laying in the sunlight, laughing anyway. Singing, ah, 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 ho, ho. Doing my thing, hey, ah, ah, ho, ho. Do your own thing, hey. Oh, oh, yeah, ah, 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 oh, oh. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah.
The facts, I lost track at the times that I've been laughed at. So I laugh myself, it helps. I've been laughing to the bank, put my Grammys on the shelf, singing ah, ha, ha, ho, ho. I'm doing my thing, hey, ah, ha, ho, ho. Do your own thing, hey, ah, ha, ha, ho, ho, yeah.
Scott and Rosanna. That sounded great. That's the single.
Thanks.
Is that on the
I love that one.
Is that on the EP?
That's actually on our last EP called Paper Airplanes. That,
and what's the name of the song?
It's called Doing My Thing.
I like it. That's great.
Thank you.
I need to know a couple of things.
Sure.
First, I'll ask Scott, who really had some great guitar work in that song. When did you find you liked jazz guitar?
Jazz guitar... My father would play George Benson. He had a Greatest Hits album, and I just loved that sound, and that kind of propelled me into listening to more jazz and learning that style and those licks. And my guitar teacher, when I started playing around in seventh grade, and he exposed me to a bunch of different types of music that I never would have really seeked out myself.
Were you playing electric then?
I was playing strictly AC/DC.
Yeah.
From 7th, 8th, 9th grade. And then I kind of had to branch off a little bit, and I really enjoyed that clean, warm, jazzy tone eventually.
Yeah, if you're wondering, he's playing a Guild guitar, which is often the utensil of choice for jazz guitars. It's a great sounding guitar. And it takes the guy playing it too. I'm curious about your writing. Every song's been original. Do you write together? Or I'm sure you must arrange songs together. The arrangement of that one was incredibly tight. That doesn't just happen. But can you tell me a little bit about... the words, the music, how these come into being.
Well, that song, actually, he wrote before I met him. So
really?
Yeah.
How?
And I love that.
That's amazing.
It's a great, I love it. But most of the time, we definitely do sit down and write together. Scott will come up with a guitar part and just kind of fiddle with it. And I start humming things and singing different words, and then we kind of piece it together from there. And now that we have, these fun new toys that we're playing with, we've got some loop pedals and different effects pedals. We've been just kind of experimenting and trying to branch out some more. It's like opened new doors with our writing, which is pretty cool. So
that's remarkable, especially the fact that you wrote that song before the two of you met. And then it's a song again.
And it's morphed and it's changed, which has been really cool since we've been together and we've used the loop with it and we've kind of like reworked it, and it's super fun to play.
Yeah, the loop sounded good.
Has
it taken you a while to master that? It seemed effortless on your part.
We try.
It's always a gamble.
It's always a gamble.
Because if it goes wrong, it's so obvious.
And it's happened before. It's never a big deal. We're still learning, and we just kind of try to have fun with it and not make it too serious. So,
yeah, I mean, that's what you do. And you do have a music technology degree between the two of you, at least, right?
Yeah.
He's brains behind all of it. So it's great.
Knowing about it doesn't help pressing it at the right time.
No, or getting exactly a fifth. He sounded great. Scott and Rosanna are here. We discovered you're going to Greensburg tonight. That's where the winery is.
Greensburg, there you go.
It's in the Greensburg. Yeah. It's near Greensburg.
Okay, I was wrong.
In fact,
we were wrong.
Edgewoodwinery.com is where you go if you want to get directions. And do you know what time your show starts?
I believe that it starts at 7.
Okay. That's what I saw there, too.
Yep.
It's sometimes you don't have that in your head while you're playing.
Yeah.
So you can catch.
We should mention Snake Hill.
Yeah. Actually, this coming Wednesday on November 15th, we have a house show that we're going to be playing. All these songs and more. It's going to be with a band called Bombadil. They're visiting through. So.
Excellent. What community is that in, or what part
it's
of?
It's right by Polish Hill. But the Facebook event, it's on Facebook.
Great. So if you go to Scott and Rosanna's Facebook page, you'll be able to get more information.
Yeah.
And house concerts are a lot of fun.
They're so much fun.
We're trying to do more of them. It's a great feel. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for two or three more songs. That's up to you.
Okay, cool.
We'd love to just have you keep playing. Let me just take a moment and remind you, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on community radio, we're really appreciative that you're here. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service or for a family member's service as part of your support of a military person in your family. And it's our pleasure to have Scott and Rosanna here with us. I wanted to tell you who is going to be here next week. And you'd think I would have definitely looked. But I didn't. I'll find that out in a moment so I can tell you who you'll hear live next week. It's just not fun broadcasting somebody who's clicking on websites and like doing research as we speak. We'll get that information for you. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do another one on the loop. This one is called Dreams.
It's just
Scott and Rosanna at the Saturday Light Brigade, a song called Dream, right? That, another gorgeous song, and, you know, the percussion built up on the guitar and your harmonies, and a great mix by Chad Green, who's being helped by Matthew Miramontes today. I will say, I need to say to Scott that it is not always the case that somebody who brings a lot of outboard gear like looping pedals or effects pedals configures them in such a way that interface nicely with standardized equipment, such as what we use here. And you get an A++ for that. Everything sounds absolutely well, often it's tough. To integrate.
Yeah, sometimes and machines don't want to work together.
Don't want to talk with each other. Yeah. Now, we're going to turn to Rosanna a minute because we haven't we need to learn more about Rosanna. You have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
An absolutely amazing voice. When did you figure that out? Were you singing when you were a little girl?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is all I've been doing my whole life. So I started out doing musical theater. So I performed with like the CLO Academy that's downtown, and I did a lot of their main stage shows as a kid, and just kind of grew up with that training, I guess. A lot of musical theater, and also being Italian, I help my hands help me and everything, and and then I just kind of started to get more into jazz and learned a lot about like folk music and everything from Scott. When I was younger, I didn't listen to the radio. I just like always listened to musical soundtracks. That was like my whole life. And then we just kind of branched off and started doing. I didn't even think I could write songs. And
I really had to twist her arm into even performing.
He did at first.
In front of anyone.
Yeah, because doing like original music and like even just covers was so foreign to me. I'm so used to being like rehearsed on a stage and, you know, having lines and all this kind of thing shows just like at wineries and, different restaurants. It's so much more relaxed. And I just kind of accessed like a different part of music doing that. So he really showed me all of that stuff.
So as you discovered jazz and folk, I think you're original and unique in your own right, but were there people who really impressed you or touched you as you were starting to discover the genres? I mean, do you remember a moment like, wow, listen to what this person's doing?
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds, but Amy Winehouse's voice, hearing her was so, I would just never think to like approach vocals like that. It's just so raw and so just genuine, and it's so different from singing, again, like in a musical theater style, where everything is very clean and polished. And when we do our own stuff, you know, I try to kind of emulate that a little bit more. Amy Winehouse and really like Esmeralda Spalding, those kind of real rich voices.
Yeah, you really own these songs as you're singing them. And I can't overstate how well the two of you fit each other as you're playing. It's not as easy to do as you're making it seem. It's really a great sound. Scott and Joanna, I knew I was going to do that once.
It's all right.
I actually know a couple who are that. And
Scott and Joanna?
Yes, it's Rosanna.
Oh,
it's not Joanna. It's Scott.
We got to find them.
It could be a limerick. You know, there was a couple named Scott and Rosanna who met a couple named Scott and Joanna.
And then could be a song.
The last line would be hard. We need
yeah, right. Scott, banana, something yeah, with
yeah, banana. Yeah, banana. Scott and Rosanna tonight in Greensburg at the Edgewood Winery. You can learn more at their Facebook page. They have at least a couple EPs.
Yeah, we have two EPs.
And you can find more about that on Bandcamp, or there's three EPs.
Oh, there are, yes, that is true. Our very first one.
Three EPs.
Three Cheers.
So the first one was called Three Cheers?
Three Cheers. It was a long, long time ago.
But it's still available.
It is still available.
Go to Scott and Rosanna Band.com. Com, and you can find out more information about that and a Polish Ale House concert coming up on Wednesday, and even more information. Follow them on Facebook. I just did.
Yay.
So what did we decide to? We have time for one or two. It's your choice.
We can close it out with one more. Or do you want to do two more?
Let's do two. Why not?
All right, we'll do two.
Okay, look at that. They've been married for a scant 6 months, and they negotiated that perfectly.
There you go.
All right.
You know what? This would be a good segue into a song about how much we love each other.
There you go.
This one is called Till You. Do you want to do like that intro? I began to accept my fate that I'm stuck with me. Was in the clouds flying high strapped in, but I just couldn't leave. My insecurities, they got the best of me. And I was stuck, shuffling through.
Till you
showed me how to let it go.
Let it go.
Till you.
I never realized I kept myself compromised in leather bounds that never made much sense. So I always stayed occupied to keep the facade that I felt happy where I'd been.
Scott and Rosanna, what a pretty song. Aww. Great song. And they, again, you can catch them tonight in Greensburg at the Edgewood Winery, where they'll be performing. And their website is scottandrosannaband.com. Next week, it's the Danny Magoo Band with some folk and probably some blues in this hour. I didn't get a chance to let you know about that. They will be here next week. Our good friend Steve Obenrader and company will be part of that group. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much, before you do one more,
is there anything you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't give you a chance to or ask you about? What day, what day in May did you get married?
May 20th.
So we are just 9 days away from your 6 month anniversary.
Oh boy!
Glad someone's keeping track.
See, yeah, right. I was gonna say.
I'm not sure what you do at 6 months.
You know.
It might be. I think it's the first month or first year is paper, so you might just rip a sheet of paper in half or something.
There you go. Yeah, I mean it's an easy start.
I wish you a lot of success.
Oh, thank you.
Moving forward, certainly in life, but also musically, you sound great.
Thank you so much.
I hope we'll have you back sometime, too.
Yeah, we would love to be back.
What would you like to close up with?
We are going to close with another song, another love song that we wrote. It's called Changed My Life. I wake up to the sound of the birds, and you wake up to the sound of me squirming. I can't help my feet awake at dawn. Oh, 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 oh. And that sunshine's hitting your face, and it's such a beautiful place for my weary eyes to rest upon. Oh, 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 no, well, you are everything I always knew you'd be, and more, you're the one I adore. Well, I never seen myself with any other guy. Oh, you're the one that changed my life. Hey, 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 yeah. It could be the simplest of moments, and every word just says a droplet of a romance. I love it trickling down my spine. Whoa, oh, yeah. And you're a backbone twisted and crazy. If you could ever think your witness would faze me, you simply are one of a kind. Oh, 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 well, you are everything I always knew. Never seen myself with any other guy. Oh, you're the one that changed my life. Oh, yes, yeah, in my life. Oh, in my life.
Scott and Rosanna, thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for being here with us on this Veterans Day.